Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bossing Up Spiritually. This is your girl Jasmine Deneen. Long time no hear from. Your girl has been working on so many things, not only financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I've just been doing a lot of things, and your girl is now to the point where she can sit down, you know, because we are quarantined for 14 days. So that kind of helped with that. But we are at a point where we can sit down and reflect and tackle some passion projects that I've always wanted to do, which is my podcast. So your girl is back. I do want to say before we get into today's topic, that I am changing the name of the podcast. It still will be a spiritual-based podcast. It still will talk about spirituality, femininity, and all different types of things. But I do want it just to be unison with my brand. So I am changing the name of the podcast to Jasmine Deneen. So hopefully that doesn't really confuse people. But I think it will be easier. It's a quick fix, a quick catch-on. So I don't think it will be that hard. But I am changing the name of the podcast, and since I am now going to be podcasting again, you will get an episode with me every single Monday. Every Monday, you are guaranteed an episode with me. I am recording this right now. I already know what my second podcast is going to be. I'm going to be recording that actually tomorrow, because your girl's been working, even though she can't go to her actual job. She's still been making it happen. So the next episode is going to be all about getting to know me personally, and it's going to have my best friend as the guest, etc., etc., etc. So be on the lookout for that. So without further ado, I did my little announcements, my church announcements. Let's get into today's podcast topic, which is going to be all about mastering your feminine energy. This is something that has been one of my biggest accomplishments in 2019, is elevating my feminine energy. I used to be extremely masculine, and I used to pride myself in my masculinity, which a lot of women do, especially a lot of African American women. We kind of pride ourselves in being masculine. But I was realizing that I wasn't receiving the outcome I wanted in the world. You know, you got to give out that energy to get back that energy. But unfortunately, masculine energy is not always met with masculine energy. So I was noticing that your girl was having a little hard time finding love, as well as other things in my life that, you know, that energy was kind of throwing things off a little bit. So I've elevated my feminine energy so much in the last 7 months, and I'm extremely proud of the person that I am today versus the person that I was a year ago. And I feel like that is an accomplishment. So with that being said, I broke down this episode to 5 key topics that I want to talk about when it comes to mastering your feminine energy. The very first thing I want to talk about is elevating your energy. Of course, we're talking about feminine energy, but I want to talk about your overall vibe, you as a person. In order for you to elevate your feminine energy or elevate your masculine energy, if you are a man, because, you know, you could probably still be listening to this. You want to make sure that your overall energy is good. You can do that by cleansing your spaces. You can do that by crystals. You can do that by, spiritually speaking, you can do it by crystals. You can do it by sage. You can do it about different things. You can do it all different things. But what I want to talk about right now is elevating your energy. I want to talk about physically. So physically, how to master your feminine energy is by keeping yourself up. I know personally, I was one of those girls who kind of prided myself in being very basic and being very average, and would go outside with her hair all over her head or in sweatpants and hoodies. Like I prided myself in being very basic, and I realized that when I would go outside with that type of energy, even though that wasn't a masculine energy, because ain't nothing about masculine being a bum, and I used to walk out the house like a bum, I wasn't receiving the type of, I wasn't receiving what I wanted to receive when I walked out the house. So I realized once I elevated that energy, elevated my physical appearance by wearing makeup, keeping my hair done, keeping my nails done, not going outside in a shirt that has a hole in it with no bra on, in a sweat pair of pants, looking a hot mess. I realized once I elevated my energy, elevated my attire, I should say, once I elevated the way I physically looked, I started to feel better. I started to elevate my energy. I started to walk up with my head held higher because your girl went outside looking a hot mess. I started to take pictures and started to just to be better about myself. I started setting up regimens. I've always had clear skin, so I've never been that person who's just like, you gotta do primer, then this, and then this, and then this, and then this. I actually don't even know how it's supposed to go with like face wash and everything, because I keep it very basic, because I don't have bad skin. But I had to set up a regimen. I had to set up like every day I'm going to wash my face with this soap. Once a week I'm going to do this. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to get my hair done. I started creating a routine. And once I started creating that routine, it comes naturally to me now. I used to be one of those girls who can go years without getting her hair done. I've always had long hair and I would just slick it back into a ponytail. But I've noticed in this last past year of me keeping my hair up, I feel better about myself. But yeah, I don't want to get too off topic or just get too like long-winded about this topic. But elevate your physical appearance will elevate your energy, making sure that you're kept, making sure that you are looking good at all times. Now, granted, you don't have to walk out the house every day with heels on, but if you're going to wear a Nike suit or sweatpants, wear a cute Nike suit, you know, something like that. Make it a little matchy-matchy, put it together, make it don't look so bummy, make sure it's, you know what I'm talking about, girl. You know what I'm talking about. But once you elevate your physical appearance, you will elevate your energy. Simple as that. The second thing I want to talk about is kind of spiritual based. I don't want to get too into spirituality just because I don't want to throw anybody off. Even though if you're clicking on this video or clicking on this podcast, I should say you are at a spiritual level, maybe. I don't know. I want to talk about Oshun. So when I first start getting into femininity, of course, like, how can you talk about femininity and spirituality and not talk about Oshun? So she will always pop up, and I've read so many articles, and I've seen so many daughters of Oshun, and they're very sexualized. They're very like, if we're talking about the art of seduction, they're very like the siren, the sex appeal, the Marilyn Monroe's. And that's just not me. Like, I'm not that person, you know? So I would listen to what people who praised her were say, and I would look at what they were like, and I would be like, you know what, that's not really me. She never really called on me. I was like, I am not a daughter of Oshun. I still am not a daughter of Oshun. So I do want to say that. But I will say that, of course, she popped up when I was talking about femininity. And I've read a lot of stuff when it comes to her. And that brings me into the next or number two topic, which is going to be something that I've learned from her. It's a story, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to tell you the whole exact story. So if it's not point by point exactly how it's supposed to be, I am so sorry. I'm just going to give a an overall look of what the story is. Nevertheless, it was a man in the woods. I cannot for the life of me remember exactly who had got upset, but whatever, one of the Orishas got upset, and then he cast himself into the woods because he was tired of playing with them. If I could keep it at 100, he was just tired of them. So all the other deities came up to the woods to come get him. They were calling him like, bro, come here, like, we sorry. I mean, I'm sure they didn't say it like that, but you know what I mean. They were like, yeah, come here, we sorry. And no one can get him out. Like, he just wasn't budging. He wasn't messing with none of them. Then Oshun comes, and she comes, and she doesn't say anything to him. She just, like, starts doing her own thing by him. And eventually, he comes to her. And I know that was, like, probably the most ghetto-ass version of that story, but you know what I mean. Ultimately, number two, make them come to you. So, this has a lot to do with number one. One thing that is stood out to me in that story is how she was in his vicinity, but never called his name. But she let her presence be known, and by letting her presence be known, he came to her. And I look at that in the physical sense right now in 2020, by elevating yourself physically, elevating yourself emotionally, raising your head makes you automatically raise your head up higher, makes you walk with more confidence, kind of sets that tone. And when you set that tone, it's just like how Oshun was dancing in the river. Like, when you walk in that pace and you walk in that confidence, you are gonna bring them to you. And that parallels a lot with number one, with elevating your energy and elevating your physical appearance. Because if you're looking raggedy, let me tell you, raggedy people are gonna come to you. But if you're looking and you're carrying yourself with such poise and such confidence, when you know what you bring to the table, like, Oshun knew what she brought to the table. She knew who she was. So she didn't have to come there calling his name for him to come out. She just stood there and let her be her. And he came with it. And that's what you got to do as a woman. And that's one way to really master your feminine energy, is just to be in the presence, but doesn't necessarily mean that you're like, you have to be in the presence. Like, you gotta be there, girl. I don't even know how to really say it, but you gotta make sure that you're noticed without speaking. That's what it is. You got to make sure you notice without speaking. Like, walk in that room. Like, you know, you've seen people that come in a room and they just grab everyone's attention. Once you can do that, girl, you've done it. You don't even need 3, 4, and 5. I'm still going to give it to you. But that is number... Actually, that should have been my number one. But honestly, it's number two. It's still very, 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 very useful. Okay, let's get into number three, which is going to be the art of seduction. Kind of like what I said earlier in the podcast, when I would listen to people who claim to be the daughter of Oshun, I would look at them and be like, you know, they're real sexy. That's not me. I'm kind of basic, blah, 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 blah. With that being said, it's a book out called The Art of Seduction, which has absolutely nothing to do about sex. Most people think it does, but it doesn't. But with that book, it talks about the different type of symbols, the different type of, like, are you a siren? The three, like, is it three? No, it's 13. I'm sorry. 13 seduction characters. And I suggest everybody read that book. It's a pretty big book. If you don't want to read it, you can Audible it. It is on Audible. But it does talk about the different types of seduction characters. So number three is just trying to figure out who you are. What type of seduction character are you? And most importantly, how to play into that character. And it kind of covers, I'm not going to go too deep into the book because the book is super long, but I will say it covers a lot of different things. It goes into like the sex siren, which is going to be like your Marilyn Monroe's, your boss, which is going to be like kind of like your higher up, like your CEO type of girl. It's going to be, to me, I think a boss, I think of like your Rihanna type of girl, or your, I want to say Beyonce type of girl, but then again, diva kind of falls under the Beyonce type of girl. You got your bohemian type of girl, your, you know, your Erykah Badu's, your Jhené Aiko's. So just see where you fall in at and play into that. For me, I fall into like more of the bohemian goddess type of girl or the type of seduction character. And for so long, I always felt like being feminine was being like the siren, being the Marilyn Monroe's, the Rihanna's of the world, which honestly, if you can be 100%, everyone has a little bit of each character in them, but it's ultimately what's more dominant is what you will play up more. So I would suggest that number three, everyone reads The Art of Seduction, just so you can get a better understanding of what type of traits that you have. And he gives great examples on how to play up into those traits, but he also gives great examples to be out on the lookout. So case in point, if you meet someone that's like a sex siren, or you meet someone that's like a certain trait, and you can know how they're using it to seduce you to do what they want you to do. You see what I'm saying? So it's a great book. I feel like everyone should read it. But I do have some other things I want to tell you. So it is a website called Women Love Power, and it's Women Love Power. They have quizzes, a feminine quiz that you can take, and they'll kind of tell you which one you fall under if you don't want to read the book. And I've looked at her website, and it seems to have a lot of really good information on the different stereotypes and pretty much how to play into it, especially if you're not for reading a whole book or you just cannot read a whole book at this time. So those are going to be, that is going to be, I should say, number three. And to me, you just gotta read the book. You gotta read the book. Number four, live with a purpose. And what I mean by that is, so many times, or I should say, so many videos that I see about feminine energy, it always seems to be like, be feminine so you can get a man. So for me, yes, I do want a man. I'm not gonna sit here and say like, oh, I don't want a man, men are trash. No, I'm not gonna say that. But I am gonna say that being feminine had a lot to do with finding a boyfriend and finding a potential husband, and a lot to do with just living in my purpose and wanting to elevate myself. So for me, how to master your feminine energy, I will say number four is going to be, find your purpose. Why are you doing this? Is it to find a man? Is it for your own personal energy? My thing is, you have to realize, like most goals, like all goals, if you ask me, you have to realize why you're doing it, and you have to realize your end goal. And if you don't know that, then ultimately you're gonna fail.
It's the same as working out. Have you ever sat down with a trainer and they'd be like, well, how much weight you want to lose? You need to know how much weight you want to lose to start losing weight. You always hear that. So it's ultimately the same thing. You live in your purpose, figure out what you want to do, and figure out why you want to do it, why is this calling to you, etc., 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 and then go from there. So just make sure that you know exactly where you want to be. Live in your purpose and do this for yourself. Don't do it for anybody else but yourself. And once you do it for yourself, you'll be good. You'll be good. Number five of how to master your feminine energy. It's going to be master the game of love. So as much as we want to be like, you're supposed to meet your Prince Charming and run off into the sunset, blahzy, blahzy, blah, everything's supposed to be perfect. That's not how it is. And with that being said, to master feminine energy is to master the game of love. You need to know how to play that game to make sure that you are maintaining your feminine energy. Now, I'm sure if you go on like social media or especially YouTube and you start looking at feminine videos, they often talk about dusties and men who want to pay 50-50 and ways that women elevate their masculine energy with when they're in relationships. Now, am I saying go find a man who has 1,000,000,000 bucks and practice hypergamy and do that? No, I'm not saying that. But I will say that the type of man that you interact with, the type of man that you decide to create a life with, you decide to marry, will dictate how much masculine energy comes out of you at times. No matter how feminine you want to be, if you are with a man who pays no bills, who does nothing of the masculine energy, it's gonna be just natural for you to step up into that role. So with that being said, mastering love, figuring out how to get what you want. I know this might piss some people off because I see the comments that I on a lot of people YouTube videos when it comes to feminine energy and dating. A lot of people get that whole you're a gold digger vibe, and it's not necessarily about being a gold digger, because I'm not telling you to not accomplish anything in your life to look for a man with money. No, we don't want you to do that. I want you to accomplish things in your life, but I want you to find a man that has the same amount of stuff as you, if not more. Simple. It's not about dating down. It's about dating at your level and maybe a little bit higher. The reality of it is it's easier for you to get to his level than it is for him to get to your level for numerous reasons. If we're talking about African American men, you know, it's just harder for them. Not gonna lie, it is harder for them to elevate. So sometimes it does help if you get a man that's already kind of elevated. But mastering that love, mastering how to play that game of love, will make sure that your female energy stays high and your masculine energy stays low. It's really, really, really simple. But yeah, those are my five quick, easy tips on mastering feminine energy. I hope you like this podcast. It was something quick that I wanted to bring to you guys. Sit down, kind of talk to you. I just wanted to let you guys know what was coming up, what's going on, what's happening. So without further ado, I do want to get up out of here. But before I go, I do want to say one thing. I have now set up a accountability course, or not really a course, but like videos on my website. They will be linked below, as well as YouTube. They are on YouTube, but they're also on my website. But all it is ultimately working through my vision board,
with you guys, tips and tricks, the stuff that I have learned and I have accomplished. Like the next video is going to be how to start a company with no inventory. So things that I've personally learned, I'm going to be sharing it with you guys to kind of help build myself up as well as help build you guys up. Ultimately, it's just us working on our vision boards together. I also have my own store. So if you need any sage, any jars, anything that you might need, your girl got you. I am uploading waist beads to my website this week. I got a lot of stuff going on. Candles will be on there by April 1st. Your girl is doing a lot of working. And it's crazy because I didn't know how I was going to do all of this with actual work. Then the coronavirus happened and that made it that easy because they sent me home. So your girl has a lot of different stuff coming out in the future, so be on the lookout for that. We are so close to hitting 5,000 followers on Instagram. I'm super excited about that. So if you have not followed me on Instagram, my IG name is Jasmine Deneen. I would greatly appreciate it if you like and follow my page. And, you know, hit your girl up, have a chit chat. I'm always down to have a conversation. But yeah, we also are doing group rituals now. We've kind of had to put a little pause on it with everything, with the coronavirus, just because stores are shutting down and I didn't have that much inventory after I did those last two rituals. Your girl's running low on candles and yeah. Whew, we're struggling over here. But we are going to start doing more rituals in the next coming month. We just got a lot of stuff planned for you. I have took the time to sit back and elevate myself, not only spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. And I am now at the best place I've ever been in my life. And I'm ready to share it with you guys. I just wanted to let you guys know that, and welcome to my podcast. Thank you so much if you're a return listener. Thank you for being with me through all these months of inconsistency, but your girl is back and she is ready to do this. She ready to do it. But without further ado, let me get up out of here. Check you out next week. I do have a guest on next week's episode. And yeah, let's get it going and check you out later. Bye.